Welcome to Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Today we look at the origin of farm cooperatives and the role they played in the years following the Civil War in Southern Illinois. Jane Adams grew up on a farm in Jackson County. She's a retired anthropology professor and an expert on the history of farming. She takes a closer look at the farmers' movement of 1873 for this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
The recent financial crisis made me think of 1873, when a massive international bank panic sent shockwaves throughout America. It was followed by a six-year depression. In rural areas like Southern Illinois, farmers mobilized, fighting for their interests. In the mid-19th century, the nation underwent a major transformation, technologically, organizationally, and, with the North's victory in the Civil War, politically and culturally. A speculative financial bubble developed after the Civil War, fueled by massive railroad expansion. The Union Pacific, the first transcontinental railroad, was completed in 1869. In 1872, a huge scandal involving bribes to U.S. congressmen by Union Pacific officers reverberated through the country. The Jonesboro Gazette reported on a farmers' meeting held at the courthouse in March 1873, a few months after the scandal broke. The editor wrote, "Now, when the Christian statesmen at Washington are brought to the confessional and proven to be pliant tools of railroad monopolies and stock jobbers, it is a fitting time for the people to come together and protest against the corruption of our rulers. Let them go into a thorough investigation of all the burdens which the farmers of the West have to bear. Let them arraign the iron pirates of Pennsylvania and the New England manufacturers who have become so rich out of our poverty. Let them show up protection, as the high tariff kings understand it, and it will be seen that the railroad monopolists are these very protectionists who own nearly all the railroads in the country. Let all our intelligent farmers be present and insist upon calling things by the right name. Let them resolve that our members of Congress, when they vote for a high protective tariff, make beggars of their constituency and rich nabobs of the tariff rings of Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. The axe should be laid at the root of the tree, and then this uprising of the honest tillers of the soil in the West will be a power in the land." Now remember, this was at a time when this was the West. The crash intensified the hard times farmers experienced. In February 1874, the Anna correspondent wrote, "Ancient Egypt was punished with seven plagues. Our modern Egypt is passing through an ordeal of seven times seven plagues. Scarcity of money, dull trade, decline in values, exorbitant taxes, and, worst of all, a general want of confidence. The farmer has lost confidence in the merchants, and our merchants cannot help reciprocating the feelings of distrust." Farmers throughout the country formed farmers' clubs and flocked to the patrons of husbandry, better known as the Grange. The Grange urged farmers to organize cooperative associations. They organized cooperative shipping associations and cooperative buying clubs for equipment and supplies. In Dongola, they established a store. In Cobden, a flour mill. These efforts usually did not last long, but they provided the foundation for the establishment of a wide range of producer cooperatives, such as Prairie Farms Dairy, Farm Services Co-ops, and United Producers Livestock Cooperative, as well as the Rural Electric Administration, the REA. Memories of these early efforts by farmers to organize and of the political debates in which they engaged have largely vanished, though the Grange remains active in some regions, including chapters in St. Clair County. Elsewhere, relics of this movement survive in Grange halls like the one north of Murfreesboro and an occasional place name. But the roots of our current agricultural policies and many elements of our current debates can be found in this first great wave of farmer activism.
That's Jane Adams, farming historian and professor emeritus of anthropology at Southern Illinois University. She's the author of The Transformation of Rural Life, Southern Illinois, 1890 to 1990, by the University of North Carolina Press. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information is online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.